As we know, at least 26 people are dead, more than 130 hurt, in a series of bombings in Belgium today. Belgian officials say it appears that suicide bombers attacked the Brussels airport and a subway station this morning. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. The U.S. Embassy in Brussels is asking Americans there to stay indoors for now. To help us better understand what we know and what we don't know yet about the attacks, we're joined now by Jessica Stern, former member of the National Security Council and a professor at the Pardee School of Global Studies at Boston University. She's in Amsterdam this morning. Professor Stern, thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
I'm happy to do so.
Professor, let me ask you first. Some felt, especially in Europe, that another attack in Europe, especially Belgium, was imminent following the Paris attacks. Why Belgium?
Belgium has long been a source of jihadis. The guest workers in Belgium and their children were very, very badly integrated into Belgian society. So it's a case where the Muslims were living often in self-segregated areas, often unemployed, not doing very well, and they were vulnerable to recruitment.
It sounds like you're describing a cauldron of activity ripe for terrorism.
Yes, in a way, it really was a cauldron of ripe for recruitment. And it's important to remember that ISIS aims to make Muslims feel unsafe in the West, and the goal is to increase prejudice. And given the way the children of the guest workers already feel in Belgium, this is a really enticing opportunity for them.
Is Belgium then suddenly the center of international terrorism?
Well, I don't think it's really the center. It's one place that is attractive for recruitment. It is one of the top recruiting areas for ISIS in Europe per capita. The United States is not very attractive because in the U.S., Muslims are much better assimilated and live much better lives.
We should say that as we speak, there's been no claim of responsibility by ISIS or anyone else. But what is the strength of ISIS right now in Europe?
Europe has been a major source of foreign fighters for ISIS, and the worry all along has been that some of those trained fighters might return to Europe, which is exactly what happened during the Paris attack. And we know that not everyone involved in that attack had been arrested. So it isn't surprising, frankly, that we see this.
The Prime Minister of France this morning, after the attack in Brussels, said, quote, "We are at war." It's certainly a dramatic statement. Do you feel it's true?
We are at war with ISIS's aim to make Muslims feel unsafe in the West. That is the war we're fighting. ISIS has deliberately set out to destroy what it calls the gray zone, the area where Muslims can feel at ease living as moderates in the West. That is ISIS's goal. And we need to avoid falling into the trap of displaying prejudice. That's what ISIS wants.
Jessica Stern, former member of the National Security Council, a professor at the Pardee School of Global Studies at Boston University, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.